Right, I'm joined again by John Henley, who's just left the City Hall in Oslo, where he's been watching this ceremony live. John, what was your impressions of what it was like?
Very simple, very moving. A very touching ceremony. Made the more so, I think, by the performance right at the end of a children's choir, the Norwegian children's choir, which was apparently the one request that Luc Chabot managed to get out regarding the ceremony. He couldn't be there himself, obviously, but he managed to pass out through his wife the message that what he would particularly like would be for children to sing, which they duly did, and brought tears to many an eye, I can tell you. But no, a very affecting ceremony. The chairman of the Nobel Prize committee referred, obviously, to the controversy that the choice of laureate has caused this year, with China obviously reacting furiously to the award, but insisted that the indissoluble link essentially between human rights and freedom of speech and democracy and therefore peace. And justified the award, you know, in the committee's terms, and stressed once again it was in no way an attack on China. Liv Ullmann read very simply and movingly the final discourse of Luc Chabot, the last time he ever spoke in public, which was at his trial in December last year. There were several occasions when, I don't imagine that this is customary, but there were three or four occasions when the audience stood and applauded for a couple of minutes at a time. I mean, genuine standing ovations that I think were led largely by Chinese dissidents who now live outside that China. There were a couple of dozen people come. I spoke to a gentleman who'd come from as far as Sydney in Australia, especially for the occasion, and all obviously described it as one of the most important and gratifying moments in their lives. And they all said, actually, also, which I guess, you know, we should stress that this was a very important moment for the longer term. They don't expect any immediate change in China as a result of this. And in fact, obviously, as we've seen in the short term, you know, the immediate consequence has been a very severe crackdown in China. But for the long term, they say they now feel confident, they've got renewed strength, that they have the moral support, at least, of the West and the rest of the world. And now what they're asking for, please, is a little material support to help push their message inside China.
And of course, there was this very moving moment, a very simple moment too, where the Nobel citation and medal were just placed on this empty chair.
Absolutely. The chairman of the Norwegian Nobel Committee said simply, normally this is the stage of the ceremony at which I would present the citation and the medal to the laureate, but he isn't here, and so I'm going to put it on the chair that symbolizes his absence. And it was there throughout the ceremony, this empty chair. It did pretty much dominate proceedings. I mean, a very simple chair, again, very Scandinavian, the whole thing, an emblem of three swans flying through a sort of a powder blue sky, and it was there empty throughout between the chairman of the committee and the other committee members on the sort of the raised platform in the City Hall.